Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Okay. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This alley-oop, pretty girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets. Yeah, baby.
Buckets. 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 I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Can we talk about the other big thing in Miami hoops?
Yeah, Nick Cassano went into the... I'm just kidding. So
we talked about that last show.
Didn't we? I don't even know. The joke was there. I had to make it. Yeah, Norchad. Well, I guess Keyshawn too, in a way. But Norchad has entered into the draft. It looks like has not hired an agent at this time. So he's or hasn't hired a...
I saw something. Vish, okay. This is what I texted you. Mm-hmm. So you can hire an NCAA like approved agent or right. certified agent, right? So what's the process of that? Like, can they?
Well, so no, those
they
are
can
those
just
are,
get you feedback or what?
No, those are really for to broker NIL deals. That's why you have those, so they don't get ripped off.
But they, I've okay.
Now, do agents just do that? Probably not. So that's how you get around it and have like an agent handle your shit without technically. Okay. But if you hire an agent, like a there. If you hire an agent for the draft that's not NCAA certified, that's when you lose your eligibility. But there's no way these kids can navigate these 6- and 7-figure NIL deals without having representation. So that's what those are. That's what those are for. They're business agents. But yeah, so allegedly he still has his eligibility left. Go to you first, Melissa, since you've been having a month longish freak out on this.
I mean, I more and more think he's gone, but he didn't enter the NBA draft and put his name in the transfer portal. So he only entered the draft. So it sounds like to me that there's a chance he comes back.
Question though, he could still enter the portal, right?
Yes.
As of right now, yes, it's still open.
He could until he May. What's the date?
I'm not sure what the date is, but the portal is still open.
Okay. I thought it was 60 days from when your season ends.
I thought it was 30 days from when the season ends or something like that.
Didn't we look this up last off season?
Yeah, but for us it was different because we were still playing at this point. So it was very different than it is this year.
Actually, no, the Final Four was earlier last year. At this point last year,
it was 4 days earlier. We literally, our season ended on the Saturday night of the Final Four, which was tonight, or yeah, last night, technically.
We took that picture a year ago.
Yep.
No, that picture.
Yep.
I don't think he's coming back.
You think he's gonna stay in the draft?
I think so. Because I don't see any, look, it's fine for him to put his name in there. Like, does anyone actually realistically think he's going to get a tangibly different draft evaluation than he got last year? So, like, what is the point?
Because he's still the same height.
Well, but also, like, he didn't really expand his game out. We talked about how he shot more threes, but not really did not prove he could be like a stretch in the NBA. Mm-hmm. In fact, kind of proved he couldn't. So,
and if anything, you could say his defense took a step down too. Yeah, like, he didn't look as solid overall.
Yeah. So I would expect to get a similar grade, and I'm sure he knows that. So the only reason to do it is to actually go, and that he didn't, as of now, that he didn't put his name in the portal. Really feels like he's just decided he's kind of done with college ball. Because you know, I think Nigel was in a similar boat in that, you know, his grade was not going to change much from last year. He knew he wanted to stay, so he's like, I'm not bothering with that whole mess this time. I think Norchad went to the draft because he's going to leave, because he wants to leave.
Well, I think the thing, obviously, too, like, because a lot of people are saying, like, oh, he can make more from NIL than, like, you know, if he got drafted in the second round. But, I mean, to be honest, like, in terms of likelihood of being drafted, it's probably the highest it's going to be this year just because of how weak the draft class is. And it really comes down to what he wants, right? Like, is getting drafted more important to him than anything? I mean, I don't know. I'm not the kid. So I think that, you know, it's easy to say one thing when you're not in the situation.
Yeah. And it's never, people tend to look at these decisions as they're just dollars. There's a lot that goes into that. Like, does he really want to stay? Like, being in college is not the same as being a professional athlete, and not just because of money. And so, you know, does he want to go again, run it back essentially? Like, okay, I'm going to, you know, off season until the summer, we'll probably do some kind of a fucking trip again, whatever it is, go through training camp, play a bunch of like weird games in November and December in empty arenas. You know, then the conference schedule cranks. Does he want to go through all that again, or
and having, you know, to go to class and everything? And
I mean, let's hope they're doing that. But or like, even if you're in the G League or whatever, like, it is a big leap up in professionalism because all those restrictions, they ever gone. You're basically just doing basketball, and it's a big difference. And you know, at some point, we all reach that point in our life where, like, I'm done going to school, right? And I think we tend to view these players as not being human beings. He's been at, he went from Nicaragua to Arkansas State to Miami, and he might just be done with the school thing, which is totally reasonable for him. And actually, the fact that he's not going to really be able to improve his draft stock. And let's be real, like, how good are we going to be next year? I think looking at his decision last year at the same time as this year, like we said, we were getting eliminated from the tournament on the Final Four Saturday last year. This year, Matt and I saw us lose on a Tuesday to Boston College, the ACC tournament, and that was that. So, I mean, I think that alters his perspective as well. I think we all naively thought, you know, despite losing Jordan Miller and Isaiah Wan, that we could potentially, you know, be really good. Again, I always go back to this. We were picked to finish second in the conference. It wasn't just us. But, you know, that there was a realistic, hey, we could win something here. And that's I think people downplay that as well. Like, you know, these are these guys' lives. And, you know, winning a college championship is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I think we tend to downplay that and be like, oh, it's all just about making money or whatever. No, that's a life accomplishment. That's something when you're like 60 years old, you're gonna be like, I won.
Like, oh, I played in the Final Four, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And or like, again, and, for him, and for especially him last for year, him. It was, yeah, well, for him last year, it was about, yeah, we made the Final Four, but I could actually, like, we could win the championship here, right? And this year, like, there's no way anyone reasonably thinks that after the season we just had. So he's like, do I really want to run this back? Answer, like, that matters a lot too. The basketball here is not good right now. And the fact that he's not in the portal, you know, the whole, it's great to be a Miami Hurricane or whatever he said at the end of his press conference. Maybe he believes that and he doesn't want to play anywhere else either, but there's not really any utility in him coming back to Miami to play another year.
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't seen the whole Instagram and Twitter posts thanking everybody for whatever, like, he did that last year. the whole goodbye post. We'll see. It's not, it's there's still a chance until there isn't. So
yeah, nope, nothing's set in stone, and until he, you know, signs with an agent for the draft and removes his eligibility and formally announces he's not coming back, then.
But we kind of all said it after we got Lynn Kidd and Brandon Johnson, like, all right, there's two bigs, like, is the writing on the wall.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if he comes, I don't think that really impacts him that much.
I mean, he's a starter.
Yeah, he's going to start regardless, and someone else will be on the bench. So,
also, real quick, my sincere condolences to Matt for MBJ not putting Miami in his top three.
It's okay. It's just, you know, might be looking back and regretting that.
Heartbreak.
It's okay.
I will.
Hopefully he doesn't pick Pitt.
All right, what kind of a bet can we do where I will guarantee that we're not going to regret that this kid's never going to play here? Next year at this time, we revisit. It can be something stupid on the show.
I don't even think it has to be a year from now. I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know. If MPJ balls out of his next school.
Right.
You have to wear a Chick-fil-A hoodie on the show.
Okay. The loser does. So I'll go up against Matt on that. Loser wears a Chick-fil-A hoodie.
Okay.
And right. So if MBJ balls out, Vish has to wear it. If MBJ sucks,
well, what's the definite? Wait, what are like?
Wait, no. Here's the thing. Okay, wait. Here's the. So I think we agree he plays the same position as Brandon Johnson, right?
Okay, we're doing a comparison.
Yeah. If we would take him instead, then that was a mistake.
Okay,
we'll compare stats. Okay.
I'll do that easily.
I feel good about that. It's not just stats. It's what we take. You can be the judge, Melissa.
Okay.
I'll trust your
dictatorship. Loser has to wear a Chick-fil-A hoodie.
Yeah. You just judge. Like when we get to let's get to the end of the season and say, would we trade?
At the end of the season have like a presentation of why. That's gonna be so weird because I'm gonna be basically talking about a player on another team.
I was going to say, I'm probably not going to follow him unless he plays at Pitt. So you could probably just show me like a player A and player B stats. And I just pick which player I'd rather have.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to really matter because Brandon Johnson's going to be so good. We're not. It's going to be a no-brainer. It won't even matter.
We'll see. But the bet's on and it's live. So the internet never forgets.
I have no issues with the internet.
When Matt has to wear it, Vish will show up on the show with a Popeyes hoodie.
I mean, that's double the wounds. Matt bought that for me, so.
Do they even make Chick-fil-A hoodies?
Well, I have to get one for myself, Sundays. And we have to get you a Chipotle one.
Oh, man. I have so many hoodies now. All right.
You have so many.
Well, you're a hoodie girl. Hoodies. Matt's not a hoodie person. And
he's going to have one more when he orders one of mine.
This would be like me giving you all just a bunch of hats for no reason when you guys don't really wear hats.
I have like a percentage of your technical stuff now too, because
using it.
You have Best Buy in your closet. Apparently.
This is like me giving Vish basketball shorts.
I mean, those all run in if they're like not too long. But
you got to admit though, this is probably your favorite hoodie, is it not?
What, the beach one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's in my top.
Top three.
Top two.
What's the one that might need it?
My fake essentials hoodie is actually like super comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your favorite one will be the hoodie girl hoodie when you buy one. So
we'll see.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Again, there's nothing wrong happening, but it feels like it should be illegal. Undue pressure being put on my guy here.
Well, no, I just said that if he didn't get one by midnight fake coast time to Sunday, that I was gonna buy it for him.
It's fake. It's fake people time. Fake coast time.
I don't know. Whatever you call it, it's just it's Pacific time, Eastern time, Pacific time. I don't know.
It's FPT. Get on board.
I was born in Mountain Time, so I mean.
Well, maybe that's why you are the way you are. I don't know.
Do we have any viewers that were born in New Mexico?
Land of Mustafa Amzil's last year's MBJ.
Land of New Mexican. My
Mount Rushmore list is growing as this pod continues.
I haven't even thought about it. I'm going to wing it. And I'm comfortable with that.
Oh, man. Guess where I...
Well, that's Matt Meltstone over there. Matt's
so excited for his Hoodie Girl hoodie that he's wiping the tears away.
So excited. Oh, my God. I can barely.
Do you need me to put you backstage so you can, like.
No, it's okay.
Are you okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. I have to ask publicly instead of just doing it because, you know, otherwise I get accused.
Yeah, when you kicked me out, yeah.
You've kicked him out before.
Many times.
I've never.
Two times at least.
I have never kicked anyone out of this show. Those are facts. The internet doesn't forget.
Fake news.
I guess the other news, which is half news, I mean, I don't know, is the Keyshawn George stuff.
They took it from a French interview.
Right, which had happened.
But we already knew this, so, I mean.
Yeah, well, I mean, so just for people's awareness, so Keyshawn George was doing an interview with BN Sports in France, so it was in French, where he says, yeah, he's going to put his name in. This happened... I think before our last show even, and we talked about it briefly, not a big deal. He's always going to put his name in because, like, there's no way he's not.
And then Wednesday night.
It got reported as breaking news that he had said. And then it went, and then there was articles written about it. It's like, dude, this is something that came out, like, days ago. But that's how you get the clicks on the interwebs. So, nothing new there, really, that was not already talked about on the show, but was presented as new news. Keyshawn will be – he's one who might go through the draft eval process and come back. I guess, Matt, you're an NBA guy. So his projections have been a little bit all over the place. How difficult of a decision is this going to be for him if he's, like, projected in the mid to late 20s, given that – you know, we've talked about the weakness of this draft class in relation to next year's much stronger one. He could improve his stock and still get drafted lower.
What are your thoughts here? If it's a general consensus that he's a first round pick, I think he's going to leave.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
And we've heard nothing of Woga and Matthew Cleveland.
I think Matthew Cleveland's staying.
Yeah. And. Wooga being radio silence a little odd.
And he posted a story of himself in Miami gear like the other day on his Instagram.
Those are all branded, and I think it's part of his NIL deal to get paid. So
yeah. Oh, are they? Okay. I don't know.
I heard something that I'm gonna put in the private chat because I don't wanna You know what I mean?
Anyway, well, Matt does that. Yeah, no, his things, these NIL deals are marketing deals. So even if the season's up, again, we were supposed to be certainly playing into March. I mean, that's not really news. Melissa, stop overreacting. So I feel like you could have put anything in there and it would have been.
Who finds those things though? It's so crazy.
It doesn't, it's not a big
deal. Matthew Cleveland's been reposting all the stuff about Nigel returning and the new players and stuff. So I'm confident that he's staying and he'll be our three next year.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Wuggas, we all felt was gonna leave. Talked about that quite a bit on the show. Well, not if he's, you know, going to Connecticut or something. There are he's someone that's going to command a paycheck.
I still think it's just so ironic to say UConn, like.
Well, I mean, he's gonna get paid. Wuggas gonna get paid by us or by someone else, and so very similar to how we got Lynn Kidd. It's going to be in the portal one day, probably immediately leaking out he's going to school X, and that thing being finalized the next day and announced. Like, I don't.
Oh, did we mention Ben's committed to Providence?
Did that happen since last year? I don't think we did.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
He visited St. John's and then visited Providence and committed to them.
I heard he got a lot in NIL there. So good for him.
Good stuff. I'll be rooting for Ben.
English is a good coach.
Interesting, because isn't that where Coach L played?
Was it Providence or was it Rhode Island? Or
no, it was Providence.
It was Providence? Yeah.
So interesting.
It was somewhere.
Yeah. I think that's a great time.
I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I know enough about their program to know how he fits in with the rest of their roster, but.
No, but like a mid-major that plays a lot of basketball, like they're a decent mid-major. So
I don't think the Big East is considered a mid-major, is it?
Are they in the Big East?
No. Oh, okay. I mean, it's a lower end like power conference school.
It's a mid-major, right? Within a power conference. Are they in the Big East?
Yeah, they're in the Big East.
They weren't in the Big East. My bad. Either way. I'm happy for Ben's. I want to see him succeed, so I'll be rooting for him.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. You leave. No, it will. I'm just like, I'm not going to like pull up a Providence game to cheer for him or something. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm such an ass, but it's the truth. Like, there's no way I'm watching a Providence game to see how Ben Lee's doing.
He's literally our only guy out of like our six starters who did not get injured this past season. So
I am appreciative of the time Bensley spent here. I've been a fan of his, but I'm not gonna like follow his career around. Just like I didn't watch a second of Harlan Beverly playing this year, and I was appreciative of his time at Miami.
I only placed bets on Harlan Beverly. I didn't watch him play.
I lost two parlays today.
Jesus. Matt has
Zach Edey screwed me today, dude.
DeJounte Murray killed me, and so did Max Strus.
I broke even today. I would have been up $600, but Zach Edey just screwed me, man.
I lost today. $50. I lost $50, and I could have been up $200.
I feel like we talked about this. I was like, I'm not sure because NC State has like three legitimate bigs. They rotate in, and it'll be a little bit more difficult for him. But anyway,
yeah. But he ended up having 20. How many did he have? Like 22 or
what? Something. What was your line on?
Well, I did it. I did so you can do like a more difficult line.
Okay, so you bought it up or whatever.
It was either 27.5 or 28.5 or something like that. But and I got all the unders too on the NC State. Like one of their other bigs, Diarra, he kind of struggled a little bit. He'd been having a really good tournament, but I hit all of his unders, but it was just Zach Edey screwed me. So thanks, Zach Edey.
Who you got, UConn or Purdue? I'm going with UConn.
Yeah, I think UConn's going to win, but I hope Purdue wins.
My best friend Evan, both of his parents went to Purdue and met at Purdue, so they were happy.
Yeah, one of my friends played at Purdue, like I told you guys, so that's the only reason.
I won't be mad if Purdue wins, but I just watching UConn play tonight, man.
They looked beatable tonight, though.
It'll be interesting to see how they match up with Edie.
Klingon is a beast, though, man.
Oh, Klingon?
Is it Klingon?
It's not Klingon. It's Klingon.
Klingon?
I thought it was Klingon.
I thought it was Klingon, too.
I thought it was Klingon. I don't know.
We only looked up Cullop. We didn't look up anyone else's name. Just see how to pronounce it. Sure
it's definitely not how Nate just spelled it.
Klingon.
Klingon.
I think it's Klingon, though, is how you say it. We should know after last year.
Edie's going to struggle whenever he switches onto guards. He's going to get in the pick and roll action in the NBA so much.
Are we going to move into Mount Rushmore already? Oh, wow, it's already 12:50. Wow, time's flying.
Well, new women's coach, Norchad in the portal. Stuff keeps happening. Stuff keeps happening.
Do I look older? Nope. When you last saw me, I was 37.
I wasn't going to say anything, but...
I had a lovely 2 days with my mom. We spent a night at the Hard Rock, and our room got upgraded. I got to stay in the Guitar Hotel on Thursday night.
Yeah, that was when I learned the Guitar Hotel was the upgraded thing. So you kept showing a picture of the guitar. I was like, this means nothing to me. Then I pieced it together.
Well, look at the room. Look at the view from our room. Like,
that I saw when you sent the picture.
We got a pool view and everything, man. Really cool.
Yeah, I never go there. I didn't realize that the guitar was like the upgraded area of the regular hotel or any of that. So
there you go.
I'm wearing a Miami shirt, obviously.
Well, I mean, you're not right now, so. Well, you mean obviously?
I am underneath this hoodie. I have a UM shirt on underneath this hoodie. Hold on. See the orange?
Don't flash her. That looked very awkward.
All right.
Buckets after dark and shit happens.
Showing you my t-shirt on under my hoodie? Okay. Matt, what shirt are you wearing?
When you rewatch the show.
I'm just wearing a random Columbia shirt.
The brand.
Yes, not the school. When you rewatch the show, you'll see how awkward you looked and you'll realize.
I don't care.
No, I know you don't care. You have no shame.
Exactly. Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Yeah, baby. Wear good socks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.